Welcome to this week's ATI Player Spotlight with Joe Haig. I just kind of asked you this, but rookie season coming to an end, how's it been kind of this year?
It's been crazy. I mean, just like the whole, even just the last year and a half from the moment my college career ended, it's been nonstop, but it's been an amazing experience. You know, I've had great teammates. This whole organization is just, I've just had so much, good times with it. Just everyone's so supportive, and it's been an awesome year, and I'm excited.
We have started 13 games, played in 14, definitely gotten a lot of experience during this first year. What have you seen, or how do you feel like you have grown the most this year?
I mean, I think I've, just in everything, every aspect of the game, I've learned so much more about just defenses in general. I've understood our playbook way more. It's just, the game slowed down for me. A lot of guys talk about that. It's just, when you show up, at rookie minicamp, OTAs, everything just seems like, when you're looking at a defense, you're just like, what the heck's going on? But it's just been it's been awesome to be able to just kind of, go through. We've had great veterans that have done a great job of helping us young guys, especially in the offensive line room. And I owe all those guys a lot just because they've been able to kind of, carry us along, and it's been good.
Well, talk about that offensive line. You talked about your growth, and in these past couple of weeks, LaRaven Clark has kind of gotten his shot to slide in there. What has it been like, the two of you, the two rookies, bouncing ideas off each other? Have you guys kind of grown closer within this past couple weeks and really the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think our rookie core is a group of just we've been able to, both on the field and off the field, just kind of develop those relationships, and I think that's huge, especially when you're playing next to a guy. You got to know what the other guy's thinking. You have to be, kind of just thinking one step ahead of everything else, and it's been great. I'm playing against LaRaven, playing with Ryan Kelly, and it's been fun to get to know those guys and just kind of develop that on the field chemistry.
Yeah, a young guy, young core, kind of there at that front seven for the offense, and then these past two games, no sacks. Andrew Luck has stayed upright, but the last time that the Colts and the Jaguars played, there were six sacks against Andrew. Is that something that you guys have thought about, or is it just kind of that progression of the season?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think that, for me personally, I knew I didn't, play as good of a game, but I think that I've gotten a lot better since then. So I'm kind of, excited to go out there and, prove myself again. And I'm sure the rest of the offensive line, we know that, our number one job is to, protect Andrew Luck. And I think that's something that we've gotten better at. We're still, not to where we think we have the potential to be, but I think that we're heading in the right direction, and we just got to, finish this season off right and kind of build some momentum going into the offseason.
Exciting to hear that you don't think you're exactly where you guys think you can be, because over the season, this offensive line has had a lot of different combinations, playing a lot of different guys. How has it been as a rookie having other rookies filling in those different roles? I mean, they call Jack Doyle the jack of all trades, but you've got a good case for doing the same thing. I've seen you play a lot of different positions. What's that been like?
It's been crazy. I mean, at first when I got here, I kind of came in with the open mindset. I'm like, okay, maybe they'll put me here. And I didn't really kind of think the possibility of, jumping around, in between every game. But it's been an awesome experience. It's something that I think is making me a better player in the long run. Just being able to understand, every position, all the offensive line, not just specifically right tackle, specifically whatever.
Right.
And I think that's something that's going to help me, especially, just to continue to grow throughout the next couple of years.
Well, in Minnesota, I don't think I've seen a bigger group of family and friends come to watch a single person play. What was it like having all of those people there to support you to see kind of what you've been able to do?
It was an awesome experience. They have a great stadium there, and I know it was great to see all my family and friends after there, and they've been the best support group for me ever. A lot of great friends, great family members that are always there to support me. So it's been awesome to see that.
We talk about those experiences and then some of the older guys kind of helping you find your way through this first year. And Frank Gore may not be on the line, but he depends on that line, and he's looking to get 1,000 rushing yards this season. Is that something you guys kind of talk about?
I think we kind of all, know about it. It's like, you don't talk about, when the pitcher's in the perfect game, you don't talk about it. But, I think we all know. We have so much respect for Frank Gore. I mean, the guy, I've never seen a guy that just purely wants to win. He doesn't care about accolades. He doesn't care about all this stuff. He literally just wants to win games. And it's amazing to have him back there. He's our biggest fan, I think, and I think we're his biggest fan as well.
Yeah.
And we just love seeing him get the ball, and it'll be exciting this game, see if we can get there.